I like pot. I enjoy pot. I like smoking. All right. Anyway, the one thing I don't like about pot is the subculture it spawned. I think it's embarrassing and really juvenile and uncreative, and I think the epitome of it is High Times Magazine. That is the most juvenile, immature publication. It's incredible. I mean, it's like a notch intellectually below Highlights for Children. It's like... they're both great to read when you're baked, but come on, you know? I mean, High Times has... They have centerfolds of buds. I mean, I know people who... take these centerfolds out and stick them up on their wall. I know these guys. I grew up with them. People are sitting there going, oh, man, did you check out April's Bud of the Month, man? That shit is awesome, man. It is so sweet and sexy and fuck, man. Look at the fucking red hairs on that thing. It's awesome, bud. Jerking off to pictures of weeds. It's and the best thing I saw in High Times a couple months ago, the one with Ozzy Osbourne on the cover, holding the big bowl of weed up to the camera. And on that one, it says, lower right hand corner, it says, who really killed MLK? Yeah. High Times cracked the conspiracy. They did it. They did it, man. New York Times ain't got shit on High Times. Yeah, those great journalists sitting there. I would have loved to have been at that editorial meeting. That would have been great. Just a bunch of, you know, baked guys sitting in a room silently waiting for the clock to turn 4:20, you know? Ding! This is the best time to get... All right. Yeah. You know. All right, so... get ready, man, because I got the story about who really killed MLK. Stands for Martin Luther King, if you didn't know. Okay. Seriously, man, because the shit I know is fucking intense, man. It is going to knock the shit out of your ass into the toilet. It's going to flush itself. That's how powerful, because, man, I was home. I was on the internet, man, fucking getting in there, getting that shit in. Taking it, getting it out. Going here, out in there. You know what I mean? That's what's there. Don't call me paranoid, man. Billy, I know you're about to call me paranoid, and I got a saying, brother. How can I be paranoid if the paranoid motherfuckers who make me paranoid are really out there? I saw that, man, one of those sticker things you put on the back of a bumper, you know, a car bumper. I can't remember what they're called, but they're like stickers you put on a bumper. And... yeah, the best one I ever saw, man. Seriously, dude, best one. I've seen this a couple times. My favorite, man. It says, "Who farted?" That's awesome, man. If I see that, I fucking ride up and roll down my window and I go, "Hey, man, me, I farted." You know, and it brings people together. It's cool. So anyway, that's basically my story, my theory, and you know, print it up. You know, don't keep that shit to yourself.
All right.